This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem, a career diplomat who became one of the country's most prominent faces to the outside world during the uprising against President Bashar Assad, has died. He was 79. Al-Mualem served as ambassador to Washington for 9 years, starting in 1990 during Syria's on-and-off peace talks with Israel. He was a close confidant of Assad, known for his loyalty and hardline position against the opposition. Syria's state-run Sana news agency announced his death Monday morning. It offered no immediate cause of death, though his health was said to be deteriorating in recent years with heart problems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as, quote, fit as a butcher's dog, end quote, after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because he recently came in contact with someone who has since contracted coronavirus. In a video message posted Monday on Twitter from his London apartment, Johnson said it didn't matter that he has already endured COVID-19 and is, quote, bursting with antibodies, end quote. The quarantine requirement comes at the start of a crucial week for Johnson's Conservative government that includes discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said it was right that the Prime Minister goes into self-isolation, even though he's already had coronavirus, as people, quote, can catch it twice, end quote. A fast-strengthening Hurricane Iota is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm as it heads for the same part of Central America, battered by a similarly powerful Hurricane Eta just over a week ago. Evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua and Honduras near their shared border, which appeared to be Iota's likely landfall. This is VOA News.